We've got a lot of famous and well-known people that citizens that live in Bryan, so we're always proud of our citizens here, and we're proud of our Olympians from the U.S., and we're, of course, proud of our Aggie Olympians that are out there competing, and we're very proud of Arius Merritt. You know, been a resident of Bryan for about 5 years, and he came here to train, and so lives on the east side of Bryan, so we're very proud of him, and I'm glad that that everyone got to see the see his gold medal run and hear from Bryan, Texas. So we're very proud of Arius, and we're looking forward to seeing him when he gets back, and possibly doing some things to highlight his achievement and success, and let everybody else know who their neighbor is.
As much as you're out and around between what you do professionally and your work as mayor, I'm sure that you've had a lot of people visit with you about this.
Absolutely. I think, like I said, we've had a lot of people talk here recently about some of the Aggies that have done well in the Olympics, and now that they know that there's a local neighbor, so to speak, from Bryan, and whether you live in Bryan or College Station, the surrounding areas, everyone's proud of what Arius has done and his success. He's a heck of a hurdler. So, you know, I haven't done well on my past challenges and bets with the College Station mayor, so this time I'm going to see if I can have her run me in a race against Arius Merritt, and I'll have Arius be my rep there. So we'll have a hurdling challenge with the mayor, maybe. But
sounds like you got a ringer there.
Sounds like it. But if you didn't see him on TV in his competition, he was incredible. But so we're quite proud of him, and again, we're proud of all of our Olympians and our Aggie Olympians, and then of course our very own Arius Merritt. So and his success and his past success, he's done very well in life. So looking forward to getting him back here to Bryan, and possibly doing some promotionals with them, and bringing them out to the community so the people can meet them, and maybe we'll do a parade for him. Maybe we'll have him as a grand marshal in our Christmas parade. You know, we've yet to discuss with his people, you know, some options there according to his schedule and his busy schedule and what he's doing. But we're quite proud of him, and quite proud that he calls Bryan, Texas, home.
Can't wait to see a city council meeting with him and maybe the other Aggie Olympians all receiving some attention.
Absolutely. We'd love to do that, and if we can have them all here at one time or have them here at various times, we'd love to honor them, and you know, we're always proud of what our citizens do, whether it's at elementary school, high school, you know, the baseball, football teams, academics, you know, and in business, and so it's just another way of honoring those that have done well in our community, and you know, nothing better.